The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis explains what we say in the Yud Gimel Midos, the Pasuk in Shmos, Lamed Daled Vav, with Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanon, that we, in the 13 Yud Gimel Midos of Rachum, and the 13 attributes of mercy, do we say, what do we have to say, Hashem Hashem, why do we do it twice? Didn't he hear us the first time? The Gemara says, no, the first time Hashem is have mercy on us before the sin. And the second time, Hashem, you should have mercy after one sin. You should accept our repentance. So the Rashi asks the obvious question, why do we need mercy before the sin? I understand after the sin, it looks to accept our tshuva. But if I didn't do anything wrong yet, what do I need the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's the question the Rush asked over there in Rosh Hashanah. So the famous answer of the Rush is that even though Hashem knows the future and he knows that we're going to sin in the future, he only judges a person based on the current state and does not take one's future sins into consideration. Of course, that reminds us of the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, the 8th Perek ben Sorer Umorah, the rebellious child, that he's punished right now, Hashem Sofa. That even though right now he doesn't deserve death, but the way his life is leading to him, so we kill him. Of course, it's a whole debate whether it actually ever happened. And of course, if we do it, we're not deciding. It's only because the Torah already told us we could do it, but the famous Kasha, the Mefarshim ask is like, what are you talking about? It goes against our famous principle by Yishmael and Hagar that they were praying to save, Hagar was praying to save Yishmael and herself. So it says, so the Malachim came down, what are you doing? The descendants of Yishmael are going to do terrible to Israel. So the Pasuk says, but he heard the Kol Hanah Basher Husham, where he is right now. I don't care what happens afterwards. I only go by what happens now. So therefore, Basher Husham. So therefore, it seems to be a contradiction to the Ben Sora Omora principle. Ben Sora Omora Nidon Hashem Sofo. You're punished now, what's going to happen? So the general rule is, so the different answers. So one shot is, I'm in the Mefarshim, that by Yishmael, he was totally innocent now. Well, the Ben Tzomer already started on his evil ways. So therefore, that's why the Ben Sora Mor is Nidon Hashem Sofo, while Yishmael was Basher Husham. Our others point out that the difference is that by Yishmael, he never did it, it was his descendants. Why are you going to punish me for my descendants? But by the Ben Sora Mor, he himself is going to do the sin. So either way, but the general accepted call is it's Basher Husham. Ben Tzora Umora is an exception. Nidon Hashem Sofo. So that's the famous rush. Hashem Hashem. Why did we need Rachamim before? Since God knows, even though God knows that we're going to sin in the future, nevertheless, Basher Husham. He doesn't take into effect even something's going to happen in the future. And it's only the Ben Sora Morah that's an exception to the rule because he really is an extreme case. That's the first answer. The Rush, he doesn't Basher Husham, and therefore, even though he knows we're going to sin, but he doesn't hold it against us. Another answer the Rush gives, no. Really, it's a special Kiddush by Avodah Zarah. The Gemara tells us in Kiddush and Chav Tes Amud Beis that Makshava Ra usually is not Misara Flamaisa. However, Avodah Zarah is an exception to the rule. Usually for you only punish when you actually do the act, not for the intent. In fact, that's why, because Avodah Zarah is different. We have, let's say, if someone goes into your dining room and bows down and makes your dining room table Avodah Zarah, do we say it's Asur Bad? No, we say no. Ein Adam Asur, a person can't prohibit something that doesn't belong to him. Aye, so what do you mean? So if someone comes into my house and cooks milk and meat in, so it's not my pot's kosher? No, because the difference is by the pot that was an action. By Avodah Zarah is only b'makshava, is the key is b'makshava. So therefore, even though normally we get punished, Avodah Zarah is an exception, you get punished even on the intent without the Maisa, but Hashem, Hashem, that not only, if you don't commit the act, not only doesn't he punish you for not committing the act because you didn't do it, but you also don't get punished for the Makshava. In fact, that's the whole discussion on Ramban Baal Amor. How were the Greeks able to defile the temple? So one answer is, the Baal Amor, the Ramban discussed that that Avodah Zarah is different. Normally, but by Zorah, you can ask for something which whether the Beis HaMikdash was an exception there. Others say, in Achinami, it was the Misyavnim, it was the Jews who assimilated, but you're right, the Gayim couldn't do it. So nevertheless, we have the famous Kasha, the Rush, why Hashem, Hashem? Why do we need Rachamim before? Either because since God knows we're going to do it anyway, and nevertheless he has Rachmanas, or especially a halacha by Avodah Zarah that if you don't do the act, you won't even be punished. God will have rachmanis and won't even punish you on the intent. Normally, you get punished for the intent of Avodah Zarah. The Aruch HaShem says it's more that generally when a person sins, we're affected by our actions. You walk into a tannery, you get a smell a certain way. So he explains that when Hashem has mercy on us before we sin, is that he provides a person, and what it means is a natural tendency to follow the path of the mitzvahs rather than sin. So it's more that it's going to lead you in a certain way, but not, you know, you're still going to have free choice. But basically, the Hashem is that he won't let the person prior to sin move in the other direction, but it's a more HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing the chesed, it's a natural tendency to follow the path of mitzvahs, and as well, the Aruch HaYom points out that Hashem's mercy before one sins, what do we need Hashem, Hashem? It's talking about someone who doesn't really keep the mitzvahs. So usually you have your own mitzvahs that protects you, but Hashem has mercy on such a person and allows him to exist even though he lacks the proper tzitzim. So different shatim and the famous kasha of the Rush on what do we need Hashem, Hashem? What do we need rachamim before the sin? To either because Bashir Husham, even though he knows we're going to sin, or a special halakha by Avodah Zarah, that if you don't do the act, you won't even get punished on the intention. And the Hashem is more sending us in the right direction. And or according to the Aruch HaYom, it's more that since we don't have schism, so you wouldn't have schis to exist at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, he'll help us, he'll have mercy even before one sins to allow us to exist even though we lack the proper schusim.